We talked a couple, 3 years ago, time flies, and I'm not exactly sure when, as Central Bank was making the transition to chip cards. Yes. So some time has gone by now. Has the move to chip cards presented new problems?
It's very interesting. Chip cards for both debit and credit are very secure, and we have found that to be the case. Very few problems with card fraud on existing cards. But the fraudsters have switched gears. What they do now is try to steal your identity so they can take over your account or create another account. And several instances have come up where people were not aware that their identity had been compromised because they didn't check their account, quite honestly, and didn't realize something was going on. And our security team alerts them to what's going on and what the next steps are going to be. And one of those next steps is typically how to download the mobile app and set up the account alerts and card controls. In fact, you can even use the card controls to turn your card off. My wife called me in a panic the other day. She thought she had lost her debit card. She'd been out shopping, got home, didn't have it, couldn't find it. And it's a simple matter to go on to the app and turn the card off. She found it and turned it right back on. Now, contrast that if you call the bank and say, hey, Central Bank, I've lost my card, we'll shut your card off, but it stays shut off. We can't turn it back on at that point, and we have to wait until we can issue a new card for you. So technology is helpful in helping you manage your account.
And that's the Central Bank app you're talking
yes.
about. Are those pretty common throughout the banking
industry?
They're
becoming more common. We've tried to be somewhat on the leading edge because we think it's really critical for our customers to protect them as much as possible. But it is becoming more common, yes.
What are some of the latest scams that are making the rounds that you all have on your radar?
Yeah, one that's become more common, unfortunately, is where someone's email gets hacked and they gain enough information by hacking their email to observe what they're doing, and they try to use that to take over their bank account because they find out maybe where they bank or who they bank with. And we've seen cases of where the fraudster tried to initiate a wire transfer going to a different bank. Unfortunately, the other thing that seems to be happening more regarding social media is that people develop online relationships, romantic relationships. And as sometimes happens, the other party says, boy, I'm in a jam here. Can you send me $2,500 so I can take care of this? And of course, the person sends the money and it's gone.
Steve Kelly is Executive Vice President for Marketing and Sales at Central Bank. And thanks for joining us.
Been my pleasure. Thank you, Tom.